last year. Ukrainian officials said Russia launched hypersonic missile attacks Tuesday on the Black Sea port of Odessa as Moscow attempted to disrupt critical weapons shipments and supply lines into Ukraine in the 11th week of the grinding war. The Ukrainian military said Russia fired 7 missiles at Odessa targets, hitting a shopping mall and a warehouse, killing at least one person and wounding 5 more. Odessa Mayor Gennady Trukhanov visited the warehouse after the attack and said it was clearly a civilian target, having nothing to do with military infrastructure or military objects. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was in the capital of Moldova, Chisinau, Tuesday, where he thanked leaders there for opening their doors to almost 500,000 Ukrainian refugees, by far the most of any country as a proportion of its own population. The Secretary General said the war in Ukraine has been devastating to Moldova's economy. Speaking to reporters following a visit to a refugee center there, Guterres repeated his call for an end to the war in Ukraine.
This tragedy demonstrates that war is a senseless thing and that this war must stop. There is no military solution for the problems that we are facing.
The UN Refugee Agency and the International Organization for Migration said Tuesday that nearly 14 million people have been forced to leave their homes in Ukraine over the past 2 months. The refugee agency says more than 8 million people have been displaced across the country, internally displaced across the country by the end of April, and nearly 6 million left Ukraine altogether. This is VOA News. Following China's announcement that it would tighten restrictions in Shanghai to prevent the spread of COVID-19, the World Health Organization's chief Tuesday said the country's zero-tolerance policy towards COVID-19 is not sustainable. Speaking to reporters at a briefing from agency headquarters in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the policy is not sustainable considering the behavior of the virus and what they now anticipate in the future. Tedros said they've discussed the issue with Chinese experts and told them the agency believes a shift in policy would be very important. Authorities in Shanghai tightened restrictions on its 26 million residents despite a steady decline in new COVID-19 infections. Residents in some neighborhoods have been informed in writing that they are not allowed to leave their homes or receive deliveries as part of a quiet period that would last for at least 3 days. Finland and Sweden are expected to formally apply to join NATO later this month. Both countries say that Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine has changed the security dynamic in Europe and that the Kremlin's nuclear threats require the collective self-defense the alliance can provide. For decades, even through the Cold War, Finland plotted a carefully maintained neutrality as NATO and Russia vied for supremacy in Europe. But Finland Minister for European Affairs Tuti Tuppurainen told VOA neutrality is no longer an option.
It's clear that everything has changed since Russia started the war in Ukraine, and we have to do our own decisions now according to our own national interest. What is the best way to ensure security of Finns and Finland? We are part of the West. And now you could see that this NATO membership is sort of finalization of our Western integration.
Public opinion in Finland toward NATO membership has also changed. Late last year, one quarter of the Finnish population supported joining NATO. The latest poll shows 76% now support joining the alliance. The UN General Assembly voted Tuesday to replace Russia on the Geneva-based UN Human Rights Council. The move follows an April 7th Assembly decision to suspend Moscow's membership in the rights body for its invasion of Ukraine. Russia then resigned its seat the same day, opening the way for Tuesday's by-election. The Czech Republic, which ran unopposed, received all 157 ballots cast for membership. 23 nations abstained from voting. The Czech Republic begins its term on the Human Rights Council immediately, and it runs through December 31st of 2023. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukrainian officials said Russia launched hypersonic missile attacks Tuesday on the Black Sea port of Odessa. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
VOA 1.